Getting Hitched. This is commentary from James Brown. Today, I'm reminded of a recent cache of census data released about marriage in America. The chart of the percentage of married American households looks like a water slide. Back in the 1940s and 50s, just under 80% of our homes had married people in them. As of 2022, it was just 46%. Before 1900, men married by 26 and women married by 22. Those numbers dropped in the 1950s and 60s. Most women were married before they were 22, and men, on average, married before they were 24. And it's not likely to surprise anyone that those numbers are now both 30 today. This is concerning for many reasons, but above all, cost. Single life is a more expensive life. Taxes, housing, and food all suck on the marrow of us long-time singles. I should know. Americans didn't seem to get this. Then along came COVID-19. That's when, according to the CDC, who keeps these stats, we started to get married again at a higher rate. About 2 million of us total did it in 2022. Divorce rates dropped slightly too, but that continues a trend over the last 25 years. I guess COVID-19 taught us something. What do you think? Is this an anomaly or maybe just pent-up demand? Tell me in the comments and support my work at jamesbrowntv.substack.com or email me at jamesbrowntv@gmail.com. You could also leave me a message at 585-484-0339. And if you like what I'm doing, tell a friend. On that note, I'm James Brown, and as always, be well.